You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair here. We certainly hope you have a great Labor Day planned. While we hit up the Detroit Jazz Festival, join a Labor Day parade, or get together with friends and family for a barbecue, the man on the other end of my phone line is launching an extraordinary undertaking. Around here, you know Mark Braun is Mr. B. He's a world-renowned boogie-woogie blues and jazz piano player who calls Ann Arbor home. Today, Mr. B is in Lake Itasca, Minnesota, where in just a few hours, he will begin a 2,000-mile bike ride along the entire span of the Mississippi River, finally ending in New Orleans. For the entire ride, Mr. B and his very own merry band of pranksters will be using a modified bike platform to pull a 350-pound piano and a variety of musical instruments. Now that's a Labor Day ride. The Joy Box Express is partnered with Ann Arbor-based Art Train USA to meet the mission of taking art and artistry where it is not commonly found and where access is difficult. And stops all along the way, Mr. B and his team will put on musical performances and help communities and institutions raise money for music and athletic programs. And today is the first day of the Joy Box Express journey. Joining us from the launch point in Lake Itasca, Minnesota now is none other than Mark Braun. Mr. B, and good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Well, it's been a long time coming. I bet you're just kind of chomping at the bit to get on the bike and go.
Oh, I am ready. Just hearing that really kind introduction, thank you, by the way, was really exciting. You know, it just really brought it home that, the time is nigh. We're ready.
As I mentioned, you are getting underway this morning. It's going to be the first ride. But before you get underway, you're going to give your first musical performance. And really, that's kind of the point, isn't it? Sharing music, inspiration, and using the art form to engage others and get them involved in protecting and preserving music and athletic programs.
Oh, that absolutely is the center of what we're able to do and what we do the best, I think. This is just a chance for me to pay forward all that inspiration I received from all the people that were so generous with me when I learned to play the piano, and maybe form a spark in some young person's mind that we'll come across on the tour, and try to encourage other people to just embrace the cultural legacy that we have here in this country through blues and jazz. We're really excited to get out it and share it. What we're doing, it has a kind of an epic feel to it. We're going to learn that very soon. We have a 33-mile ride today. And, there's something about that is really drawing other people in to be a part of this. And we're really excited about that, to be able to, over the next 80 days or so, to be able to draw other people in with us to help support the things that we're concerned about and improve their own spaces if they can.
Well, I think that's one of the most inspiring things to me about Joy Box Express, is that it really is a project that is by, for, and of the people. It's taken a village to get this launched, all in the name of service to others, right?
That's right. It really has. We have had dozens and dozens and dozens of volunteers that have helped Joy Box Express, and we worked with hundreds of people throughout the state of Michigan to support their own interests related to art or athletic programs for kids. And, it's just a tremendous opportunity in small spaces, honestly, usually. You know, we're not, I'm not Bono, I'm Mark Braun, and we're out here in a very remote locations on some occasions with small groups of people at times. But it's so meaningful, those small things, when you're with people and you're talking about something that's real to them and that's important to them and about their kids and their futures and the things that I just, I've come to take for granted, but that have just been the centerpiece of well-being in my own life. And those are the adventures that I've had with both through various forms of movement and athletics of all kinds, and of course through music. And we just want to share that with people. We want to show them what it's like to get out there and do something that's really demanding and really difficult, that's an immense personal challenge, and let people kind of share in the feeling of reward and maybe inspire people to take up something of their own in that regard.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Mark Braun. Just hours before, he will take his Joy Box Express on the river roads from the headwaters of the Mississippi all the way to New Orleans. He's riding a modified bike to allow him to tow a 350-pound piano the entire way, and he'll be playing along the way. And as we've mentioned, a lot of these places are very out of the way, very rural, but you're also going to get some new and unique experiences as a result of those stops. But as a musician and personally, you're also going to hit some of the most important places in blues history, St. Louis, Memphis, and of course New Orleans. What does that mean to you as a musician?
Oh, it means the world. This is You know, when I learned to play the piano, David, I learned from a bunch of older men, really, people that had very seasoned and challenging, in some cases, lives, and that a chance for them to play music and be musicians meant a lot to them. It didn't come easy. And then I was able to witness that. And I'm so fortunate that I'm of an age that I could know fairly closely some of those first generation blues pianists. So this is kind of a reverse migration of blues and a chance to return the music through those places and ending up in New Orleans and along the way sharing the stories of some of those people and letting people know, you know, how important our cultural traditions are and how meaningful they can be and just how much fun they can be. And so, you know, to get to go through those places and in New Orleans it's a dream come true.
I certainly hope that you're going to be able to enjoy the experience in its entirety and that your legs hold out. A 2,000-mile bike ride with a 350-pound piano sounds like a lot of work to me. Now, you're going to be keeping us up to date on the Joy Box Express journey, and at various points you're going to be providing WEMU some exclusive video blogs that won't be found anywhere else, and we'll talk to you at a few spots along the way. Now, people can find that exclusive content on our website at WEMU.org. But, Mark, the journey is going to be documented all along the way at JoyBoxExpress.com. What can we expect in terms of you sharing the journey with those of us who aren't actually riding with you?
Well, I want to do the best job I can in the extra time that I'll have, and we'll see what that really means to me once we get underway. But just to give people my personal impressions, you know, just to speak from the heart about what this trip means to us. And, you know, this is not just me out here, by the way. We have a team of five people, and, you know, we'll all have, I think, the chance to add our thoughts and feelings to our blog and to just to share the experience with people. And I hope it's something that, you know, people can enjoy through our eyes. It's a unique endeavor, and it's impossible for us to know right now before we really begin where all the rewards might be, either for ourselves or for anybody else that takes an interest in it or has partnered with us to help us meet our mission. But we'll just do the very best job we can of trying to let people know what we see and how we feel about it.
You know, it is a very experiential journey, and the Joy Box Express has been around for a few years now. You've done a couple of runs across Michigan. What was it about those experiences, that engagement, that made you believe biking the span of the Mississippi River would work?
Oh, that is just a terrific question, and I'd have to pause really to give you the most concise answer there. That we could talk about this for hours. I know you don't have that kind of time. David, the rewards are just so many. I've had some just really meaningful times with just very small groups of people, not even groups of people. There have been many, many, many occasions where we've just come across one or two people at a time and stopped and just kind of ambushed them. We call them ride-bys, and we just stop when we're riding. We haul the cover off our piano. They don't even know what's in there. It's just a giant lump on a strange-looking contraption. We haul it off, and we play them a boogie-woogie, and we cheer them up, and we throw the cover back on, and we take off, and people are usually just left in wonder. And I've just always loved small things. I've never been one to usually enjoy going out to really large concert venues where you're one of 10,000 people and you can't even really see what's going on. I like small places. The way I came up as a musician, the spaces that I heard music in were generally small and intimate, and this is like that. This is just a chance to surprise people with the gift of music, and it doesn't matter if it's only two people at a time. If you've spent a few minutes of your time, honestly, just to brighten the life of somebody else just for a little bit of time, I mean, that's one of the, you know, most important things that musicians can do.
Well, I'm not only inspired, I think I may be more excited about this whole journey than you are.
Well, David, you know, you personally, and I have shared some nice conversations with me about this in the station, that this offer of following us and helping us keep a line of communication with my hometown, it means just a whole lot to me. I'm really grateful for your interest. We really hope to draw other people into this, and this is a great opportunity to get our voices out a little bit and try to invite people to follow us, join in with us, support us, and understand that what we're doing has real value. And it's a gift from Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Southeast Michigan, to the rest of the country. I'm just thrilled that, you know, we formed a group of people around us that feel the same way I do, that are ready to really work hard and make something unusual happen.
Well, I hope you have fun, and we'll talk soon and find out exactly how it's going. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, David.
That is Mark Braun, Mr. B, just hours away now from the start of a 2,000-mile bike journey along the Mississippi River. The Joy Box Express, as you heard, is a labor of love, and it begins on this Labor Day. We'll follow the trip and bring you updates from Mr. B himself throughout the journey, so keep checking back at WEMU.org for special Joy Box Express content. I'm David Fair, and this is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.